Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I'm your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. If you are struggling with addiction and you need resources for treatment, I do own a detox residential facility called California Wellness. If you need any other types of resources, whether it be treatment or any type of free resources in your area, you can reach out to that direct line and I will do anything I can to help you. What I want to talk with you about today is growth is not going to come packaged in the way that you want it to. Getting better and progressing in life does not look pretty. And I really think that this is an important thing to jam home and really put in your psyche, because a lot of times we want to get better. We want to progress in certain areas of our life. But when it comes down to putting in the work and actually putting in the effort, we fall back and we become fearful, or we become lazy, or we just feel like we're not motivated, quote unquote, to do the work. And the truth of the matter is, it's not fucking pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, the difference between where you are now and where you want to be, the only way to get there is to push yourself. It is to push the boundaries of what you are capable of doing, because you have to go to the point where you feel like you can't go any longer and you need to repeat that over and over and over again. This includes, but is not limited to, your physical well-being, right? Think about going to the gym and pushing yourself physically, right? The only way that you could put on muscle, the only way that you could put on mass, is to continue to push yourself over and over and over again and work out until exhaustion, until your muscles can't handle any more weight. You know what I mean? And also diet, right? Let's stay on the physical aspect. Your diet is extremely important. And the only way to really be in the tip-top shape physically is to limit what you put in your mouth, what you put on that fork, and knowing what is going into that mouth of yours, right? It's the only way. And that can be uncomfortable too, because it takes discipline. It takes discomfort in order to change physically, you know what I mean? And this is like one of the hardest disciplines that people really struggle with, is just controlling what you put into your body. Now, when you talk about getting sober, this is extremely uncomfortable. This is painful. This is pushing yourself to the brink of, you know, you get to the point where cravings start to come in and urges start to come, and you are dealing with emotions and feelings that you are not used to dealing with. Because when we are drinking and getting high, we constantly have that relief valve, so to speak, right? Where, you know, if you buy a bag, you know, if you buy a pill, or you go to the corner store and you get that fucking bottle, you know that you can run from the emotions that you are feeling. And it's that instant relief, that instant gratification, that lures us into staying in that state. But that's not where the growth is had. That's not where our progress is. Our progress is fighting through those cravings, right? And talking with another individual to change our perspective. Instead, it's trading a negative habit, right, with a positive one. Working out instead, talking with another sober individual, going to a meeting, running errands, staying busy, you know, focusing on your shortcomings and putting in that internal work, figuring out why you feel the way that you do. And preferably with, you know, professionals or people that have been sober before. You know, sometimes it's beyond our scope to kind of figure things out on our own. But the point I'm making is, we have to make a real direct effort to get better internally. You know what I mean? Because always remember that addiction, it's an external problem on the surface, but really what's going on is that there's deeper rooted issues that cause us to want to drink. The drinking isn't the actual problem. It is the symptom of deeper rooted problems, you know? So growth and change and progress, people think that it's just kind of like up, 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 you know? Like, we watch fucking movies from Hollywood and think that, you know, everything just looks good and you know, everything's going to be okay and it's easy and this, that, and the third. Or we look at someone else who's successful and has what we think we want, and we project that they had it easy, and it's not. The work is the work is the work. It doesn't matter who you are, the work is the same. It's all about inputs and outputs. The energy and the effort that you put into something is the energy that you're going to get out of something. And whether that be working out and getting in physical shape, or it's working out your sobriety and working out those internal demons, you know, so to speak, it's the same. And it's really uncomfortable. And you have to get okay. This is something I really need you to listen to, that you need to become okay with the idea that being uncomfortable is going to be your reality. It is okay. You need to accept the fact that it is all right to be uncomfortable. It's not a death sentence, although sometimes it feels like it is. You know, feelings are just that. They are just feelings. Feelings are not facts. Just because you feel a certain way right now does not mean that it's going to be your eternal reality. It's just for right now. You know what I'm saying? This is just a little window of your life. This is just a little chapter in the book of your life, so to speak. And sometimes we forget that. I know I did. I mean, listen, we all get caught up in life, and I still do it from time to time. Sometimes, like, if something is really bothering me or I'm really deep into thought in something, and you know, it's easy to forget that this is just a temporary part of life, and this is a problem to be solved, not a problem to be had for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? And so having the mindset and understanding that, hey, things are going to be different a year from now, a month from now, a week from now, a fucking day from now. Things change. The only thing that is guaranteed for you is that things are constantly going to be changing. So whether you're in a season of battle, meaning things are tough right now in life, or at least it seems that way, and that's what your perspective is, if things are tough right now, understand that this is just a season. This is temporary. This is not forever. There is a yin and a yang to everything. And, you know, the only way that we can truly respect and appreciate the good times is for these times, is for those battles, is for the times that you gotta fucking earn it. You gotta find a way to feel differently and to putting in the work and putting in the sleepless nights and, you know, fighting through the cravings, whatever it is that you're going through, whether it's a divorce, whether it's, you know, recovery issues, or whether, you know, you're trying to lose weight, whatever battle you are facing right now, whether it's career troubles or business troubles, it's all temporary, and everything is what I like to call figure outable. If you have that mindset, if you tell yourself that, and if you train your mind to focus on the solutions, and if you ask yourself the right questions, hey, how am I going to figure this out, right? What are the solutions to this problem? And asking yourself the right questions, like, what lesson can I learn from this, this scenario in my life? And, you know, referencing back to previous times in your life that you've also gotten through. You know, we've all been through some shit. We've all been through tough times. Life knocks all of us down. And it's not really so much, the outcome of your life is not so much going to be determined by what happens to you, but it's the perspective that you have of the events and the things that you go through. And so if your perspective determines the outcome of your life, then always remember to be asking yourself the right questions. How can I get to a positive solution? How can I get to a positive result in my life? You know, what is my dream outcome? What am I looking to get done here? Because I'm telling you, if you have the victim mentality and you accept defeat, so to speak, and you just think that this is your reality, and you identify yourself as a person who is depressed or has anxiety or has these issues with like a permanent context to it, if you speak to yourself in that way, I'm telling you, you're going to feel that way as long as you speak to yourself in that manner. You know, so our self-talk is very important. The questions that we ask ourselves is very important. The perspective that we hold is so crucial. And it really just comes down to, like I was talking about in the beginning, and the whole point of this episode here is that growth is difficult. Embrace it, though. Embrace the journey. Because if you have to work for something, and it was difficult to overcome, the harder it is, the more challenges and obstacles you have to overcome to receive something, the more meaningful it becomes. And really think about this in any capacity in your life. You know, let's go, for instance, for a relationship, right? Everybody wants a partner that they had to work for. Nobody wants an easy spouse or an easy partner. You know what I mean? You really want to work for someone. You want to earn their respect. You want to earn that companionship, because anything that comes easy, you do not respect. It's not something that you had to work for. It's not something, there's no mystery. There's no journey to the possible outcome or the denial of the outcome that you want. You know what I mean? And so whenever something is given to you, it leads to pain. It leads to regret. It leads to an empty feeling. Think about addiction, right? Stay with me on this. Think about drugs. Let's move away from relationships. Anything that is given to you easily leads to pain. When you buy that bag, when you buy that pill, in the beginning, it feels amazing. You know, in the beginning, no doubt about it. You get a flood of dopamine. You get a rush of serotonin. And you get that temporary relief, you know? And what does that eventually lead to? If you continue to chase that easy feeling over and over and over again, it leads to pain. Perpetual pleasure chasing will always lead to pain and more pain. That is why the longer you get into the throes of addiction, the deeper you get into it, the more painful it is, and the shorter that dopamine hits. You know what I mean? It's not as exciting or quote unquote fulfilling. And I say that almost sarcastically. It's not that drugs are fulfilling, but it makes you feel relief. It's not nearly as relieving as long as it did in the beginning. You know, it's diminishing returns the longer you use. The more you chase it, the less effective and impactful it really is. And this is why towards the end of our addiction, not only do we not really get high anymore, we're just using not to be sick, but we're losing everything else around us, because the more desperate we become, you know, the more we throw away and the more pain we get in. So the point I'm making is that there are areas in your life right now that might be very painful. There might be, you know, big changes going on in your life, and you might be asking yourself how you're going to get out of this one, or why things aren't different. And you have to understand that things will change, but you have to put yourself in a position for them to change. You need to start to have a healthy structure and routine in your life, in your daily process, to at least elevate your vibration, elevate your frequency into thinking positively. Because I'm telling you, if you're not putting in the work and you're not actively trying to make yourself better and actively progressing towards a better solution, subconsciously you will know that. And you will know, I'm not doing my best. I'm not putting in the work that I need to. And the reason why I'm in this position is because I'm not fucking doing enough. I'm suffering voluntarily. A lot of us are voluntarily suffering, and we think that we're not. And that's the fucking problem, you know? And like I said, I have complete compassion for hard situations, tragedy strikes. Like, you know, life can get tough, man. It really can. And I'm not saying that you got to walk around all the time with like a smile on your face and pretend that everything is okay, right? I mean, shit happens. And so the point I'm really making here is that even when things are tough, are you still doing what you need to do to get out of this spot? Are you working out? Are you hitting the gym? Are you staying sober? Are you going to meetings, or do you need to go to rehab to get out of this hole, right? Do you need an intensive level of care if you're fucking being honest with yourself? That's another thing. Are you being honest with yourself, right? Or do you continue to lie to yourself, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, right? Do you have, daily hobbies or, habits in your day, like reading and meditation and journaling, to not just grow, but to also process things throughout your day and the goals that you want to achieve, you know what I mean? And kind of look at things from a different perspective. That's why journaling is so helpful. At the end of the day, when I, go through my day, I just like to journal and really process my day and what I did. And sometimes it's short, sometimes I didn't do everything that I wanted to do, or I did leave some stuff on the table, but being able to see that and process that, I'm able to kind of think about what I can change about it moving forward, really, like, these type of habits, like I said, working out, having a clean diet, taking pride in yourself, being organized, making your bed, reading self-development books, meditation, journaling, having a healthy social circle, right? And if you don't know where to find healthy people, you could at least start from detaching from unhealthy people. That's a good place to start, That's where you need to begin, right? Kicking people to the curb who are just energy vampires who will suck the life right out of you. That's where you start. And then you can, by implementing these habits, you start to get around people who are also doing the same things. And that's where we begin to level up. We get around others who are doing the same shit we are. This is where we network with people at meetings, or, at the gym. The gym is a great place to network, But the point I'm making is, understand that growth is not going to come packaged in the way that you want it to. Change and comfort do not live on the same block. They do not. And you have to accept that. The longer you don't accept that, you're either one, you're going to accept a very unfulfilling and really tough life. That's going to be a big struggle. Or you're going to put in the work and, work towards the things that you truly want. Always remember, you cannot avoid the struggle. You just get to pick your struggle. You can either do what's easy and your life will become hard, or you can do what's hard right now and your life will become much easier later on. So that's all I have for you today. I really appreciate you being here. If you could do me a favor and rate this podcast, I greatly appreciate it. And again, I really appreciate you tuning in and listening and being a supporter of my content here. And if you are struggling with addiction and you feel like it's time to get help and you need to do something about it, like, take action, do something. Do not sit on your ass and do the same thing day in and day out every single day. If you need rehab, if you need any type of resources, reach out to me. I got you. My number is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. Much love. I will see you on the next one.